You are listening to a sermon by Thomas Bergen, recorded on Sunday, May 3rd, 2020, in the Zoom meeting of the Point Grey Interminonite Fellowship in Vancouver, British Columbia. The opinions expressed by the speaker are not necessarily those of the church. This recording is licensed for personal use by individuals only, and may not be copied, broadcast, or redistributed without the prior permission of the church board. For more information, please visit our website at www.pgimf.org. Please note that there are occasional glitches in the audio quality.
Ready to be together with you all to mark the occasion of the last service at the Menno Simon Center. And we feel for you, as we feel for ourselves, definitely a bit of sadness that that opportunity of saying goodbye has been strangely stolen away. Now, Janet Bolt recently shared in her meditations this sense of in-betweenness, and that actually worked very well with what I was hoping to share with you. It's the sense that God's people have often found themselves in a place like I think PGIMF finds itself now, of not being in the new place fully, but not being in the old place anymore, of being able to be present to one another in this way, but also Zoom is strange. It's not really being present to one another. And it is into this strange situation of COVID-inspired in-betweenness that I thought it would be good to remind us all of the more fundamental in-betweenness that marks our being in the world as Christians. As Christians, our situation is one of in-betweenness, not just now, but always. Our being in the world as Christians is marked by that mixture of things, attachment and detachment, belonging and not belonging, holding on and letting go. There's a heartbreaking scene near the end of Fiddler on the Roof when Tevye and his fellow Jewish residents are confronted by a Russian officer demanding that they leave Anatevka, their beloved village. Initially, Tevye is angry at the officer and he thinks that the villagers might resist the order and defend themselves. But he quickly realizes that the situation is out of his control. Both he and the villagers, and even the officer to some extent, are caught up against their will in the foment of the Russian Revolution. After the Russian officer leaves, the villagers are devastated with the news of their eviction. They fall silent until one of the villagers pipes up with the sentiment shared by Jews and Christians throughout the ages. Rabbi, we've been waiting for the Messiah all our lives. Wouldn't this be a good time for him to come? The rabbi responds, we'll have to wait for him someplace else. We'll have to wait for him someplace else. The rabbi's words remind the villagers of their place in this world. Their ultimate identity is not tied to a place. Their story was never going to be finished in Anatevka. They are a blessed and a pilgrim people. They are waiting for the Messiah. They are a journeying people, bound for the kingdom of God. The mood shifts in the scene as this truth lands in the hearts of the villagers. Well, Anatevka hasn't exactly been the Garden of Eden, one says to another. After all, what have we got here? A little bit of this, a little bit of that, a pot, a pan, a broom, a hat. Except leaving is not that easy. The villagers try to see Anatevka objectively. They say things like, people who pass through Anatevka don't even know they've been here. But places are personal. Places have meanings. And the villagers of Anatevka are not people who just pass through it. They are from there. They belong there. And so the song they sing in the musical is full of this poignant tension. Their being in the world is marked by in-betweenness. On the one hand, they are a pilgrim people. On the other hand, they are a placed people. Anatevka, Anatevka, what do we leave? Nothing much. It's just a place. But then they go on to sing, Anatevka, Anatevka, dear little village, little town of mine, where else Could the Sabbath be so sweet? It was in receiving the gift of the Promised Land that God's people, the Israelites, learned that they were a placed people, that their identity was tied to the land. Later, it was in the Babylonian exile that they learned that they were a pilgrim people, that their identity was not tied to the land. And then it was upon their return to the land after the exile that they learned they were both a placed people and a pilgrim people. As a placed and pilgrim people, there were Jews in the book of Ezra who rejoiced at the dedication of the rebuilt temple while others wept. The ones who rejoiced felt their placed identity, while the ones who wept felt their pilgrim identity. And the text tells us that the noise of their rejoicing and weeping was indecipherable. And so it is often with us. As we leave places along the path of our earthly pilgrimage, we weep. As we feel ourselves drawing closer to the destination of our pilgrim journey, we rejoice. Always we are caught up in a strange situation of in-betweenness. We are a placed people and we are a pilgrim people. We love our journey and the places along the journey, but we also love our homeland to which we are headed. And so in the words of Hebrews 11, God is not ashamed to be called our God, and God has prepared a city for us. Those who make our way in this world through the dynamic of in-betweenness. So PGIMF, may you know that you are a blessed and pilgrim people, bound for the kingdom of God. And I wish you all the best as you continue to wait for the Messiah in a new place, in a new Anatevka. May you love your journey and love your homeland. May your prayer ever be, bring forth the kingdom of mercy, bring forth the kingdom of peace, bring forth the kingdom of justice, bring forth the city of God.